USA Radio News.
Tropical Storm Florence is moving slow and dropping tons of rain on the Carolinas. There's now major flooding and catastrophic property damage. WNCN TV reporter Colleen Quigley.
We were speaking with some of the firefighters who work here in New Bern and said if they didn't have all of this help, they don't know what they would have done because the calls just kept on coming. You know, so many people we've spoken with said it's flooded here before, but no one has ever seen anything like what they saw with Tropical Storm Florence.
Meteorologist John Cancellosi.
So right now we have a tropical storm warning up for Florence. For a good portion of the North and South Carolina coastline, it almost covers nearly the entire coast of the two states.
About 1 million customers in the Carolinas are without power. So far, 7 people have died. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You remember how on the Phil Harris Show, Frankie Remley always knew a guy that could get you a deal, that could hook you up? Guess what? I'm that guy right now, and I'm going to do that for you. You've heard me talk about for the last year how my sleep's improved dramatically with MyPillow. It really has changed my life. I want you to feel how great I feel. I'm hooking you up. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, you can get 4 pillows for about the price of a single MyPillow. How? Go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA, click on the 4-pack special. You'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows like I sleep on every night, 2 go-anywhere pillows that are travel size, you can take them anywhere. 100% machine washable, dryable, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Try it, you don't like it, return it. Why buy just one when you can get the 4-pack special? Use my discount code USA. Go to 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA and do it now.
The governor of Massachusetts declares a state of emergency after natural gas explosions. More from USA's Rick Vincent.
Mayor Dan Rivera says Columbia's communications with local authorities have been poor and the company's hiding from the problem.
First, evacuate everyone. Are you sure? Yes. Are you sure evacuate everyone south of the river? Yes. In Andover, yes, evacuate everyone. So we did it. The second thing they asked us to do was to shut off the power. Are you sure? Shut off the power. Yes, shut off the power. We're not going to shut off the power. Then we're going to shut off the... Finally, we shut off the power. Those are the last 2 coherent pieces of information we got from Columbia Gas.
Thursday's blasts are being blamed for more than 60 fires, a death, and about 25 injuries. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Ariana Grande has put up a tribute on Instagram for Mac Miller, who died last week of an apparent overdose. I adored you from the day I met you, she wrote, and I always will. The two had dated for about 2 years, only breaking up last May. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Trump administration is working on fulfilling another one of its campaign promises. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
The Trump administration is looking to make drug prices more affordable for patients. That's according to Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar. He joined Fox Business to explain how he's doing that.
The president is adamant. He's going to bring drug prices down. We laid out a blueprint back in May. Since that time, it's taking effect. We've been just lopping off and executing item after item in that blueprint. We've seen 60% reduction in price increases from pharma.
Wow.
Since the president rolled out his blueprint. We've had 2 companies that have rolled back price increases, decreased prices. We've had other companies that had announced they were going to increase prices and then pulled back from them. And we've had over close to 15 companies that have said they're not going to increase prices the rest of this year. Now, I'm not counting on their voluntary actions. We're rewiring the whole system.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
New data from Adobe Analytics finds America spent a record $2 billion online on Labor Day, which is up 23% from a year ago. Shoppers shelled out money on big-ticket items like electronics, appliances, and grills. According to the Washington Post, retail strategists believe the numbers bode well for the upcoming holiday shopping season. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.